All right, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is brachas daf yud dalet. We left off on daf yud gimel amud beis. Call it four lines into the wide lines on the toward the bottom of the yamud. Today's shiur has two sponsors. It's sponsored by David Ham in honor of his wife Margie, and it's also sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. Today we are going to continue with a discussion that we began yesterday, namely the inyan of kavana during Kriya Shema. We saw yesterday a machlokas that started at the top of the page. What parts of Kriya Shema does one need to have kavana for? Is it the first pasuk? Is it the first part of the first parsha? Is it the entire first parsha? So we're going to talk about that, and that is then going to segue again into the concept of making a hefsek during Kriya Shema, and the distinction between making a hefsek being mafsek bein aprakim or being mafsek beemtza perek. The Gemara is then going to discuss the idea of being mafsek in the middle of Hallel, and we're going to see whether there's a difference between being mafsek and Hallel on a day when we're gomer as a Hallel, when we say full Hallel, versus a day when we do not say full Hallel. We're then going to talk about essentially being mafsek during a fast day, for example, tasting something on a fast day, and whether that's considered to be a violation of the fast day or not. And we are then going to talk about, again, what does it mean, bein aprakim? We know that we say Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and then it says either ve'yatziv or ve'emuna, depending on whether it's the day or whether it's the night. Is one supposed to repeat the word Emes? Is not? Is one not supposed to repeat the word Emes? And then toward the bottom of Yadalad Amid Beis, we get into the order of the parshios, and we again give some reasons as to why Shema comes before Vayam Shema, and Vayam Shema comes before Vayomer. So again, we left off Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're four lines down into the widest lines. The first word on the line is Lay, and we're going to start right in the middle of the line where it says Amar Rav Ila Bere Derav Shmuel Bar Marta. So Amar Rav Ila Bere Derav Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei Derav. Amar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Venenas Peshena Yatsa. If a person says Shema Yisrael, just the first pasuk, and then he dozes off, and he's obviously not paying attention when he's dozing off, he's Yotze. Why? Because the only part of Kriya Shema for which one is required to have kavana is that first pasuk of Kriya Shema. Samarli Rav Nachman l'daru avdei, and Rav Nachman said to daru is eved, b'psuka kama tsa'aran tfeilo tetsa'aran. If you see me reciting Kriya Shema when I'm in the middle of the first pasuk, really annoy me to make sure that I'm good and awake. But after I finish the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, you don't have to wake me up if you see me dozing. And Amarli Rav Yosef, Braid de Rabba, and said Rav Yosef to Rav Yosef, Braid de Rabba, Avu Chechi Avid, what would your father's practice be when it comes to the recitation of Kriya Shema? So he answered, so what Rabbi used to do was, B'psuka kama hava kametzar nafshei. During the first pasuk, he would take great pains to discomfort himself to make sure that he wouldn't fall asleep, to make sure that he'd be paying very, very close attention. However, after the first pasuk, he wouldn't bother with being mitzar himself, because that mitzvah of kavana is only on the first pasuk. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Praktan, a person who's lying on his back, Lo Yikra Kriya Shema, he shouldn't say Kriya Shema. Says the Gemara, the Mashmos is that Mikru Delo Likri, he can't say Kriya Shema, Ha Migne Shaper Dummy. But if he wants to go to sleep lying flat on his back, then it will be okay to do so. Aiva Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Layat Aman Degani Aparkid. Rav Yeshua ben Levi would curse one who would sleep on his back. Rashi explains, because when a person is lying flat on his back, if Niskasha Evarav, it's going to be an embarrassment to him, because it's going to be evident to everybody. So a person shouldn't lie flat on his back when he's sleeping. So says the Gemara, Migni Zamri Migna, when he's sleeping, Kimatz Leshaper Dummy. If he's slightly inclined, so in other words, if he's not flat on his back, then that's going to be an okay posture in which to sleep. But Mikra Afagav Demitzli Nami Yasar. However, to read Kriya Shema, if a person is situated largely on his back, even if he's inclined a little bit, it's not appropriate to read Kriya Shema in that posture. Says the Gemara, V'Rav Yochanan Matzli V'Kari, I, Rav Yochanan, would lie on his back and lean a little bit and read Kriya Shema in that posture. Says the Gemara, Shani Rav Yochanan, the Balbasar Havis. Rav Yochanan was different because he was a very corpulent individual, and it was very difficult for him to move around and situate his body appropriately, and that's why he was able to read Kriya Shema like that. But a normal person shouldn't read Kriya Shema when he's on his back, even if he's leaning a little bit, but it is okay to sleep when you're in that posture. Oh, he says the Gemara Vayter at the two dots, again, back in the in the discussion of making a hefsek during Kriya Shema or between the parashiyos of Kriya Shema. So beprakim shoel. So beprakim, during the prakim, you're allowed to be meshiv in between the prakim, you're allowed to be shoel mipnei akavud umeshiv, and during the prakim, you're allowed to be shoel mipnei ayira umeshiv. And we had mentioned yesterday when we did the Mishnah doesn't really flesh out what it means umeshiv. Does it mean umeshiv mipnei akavud? Does it mean umeshiv to anybody? So the Gemara now is going to get into that discussion. Says the Gemara, meshiv machmas mai. Under what circumstances are you allowed to be meshiv during, let's say, between the parshiyos of Kriya Shema? So ilema b'mnei hakavod. So if you're going to say that you're allowed to be meshiv because of kavod, so hashta mishal shol adurei midvot miboy. So if I'm allowed to be shol b'mnei hakavod bein aprakim, then certainly if I'm actually allowed to initiate the conversation and ask somebody how they're doing, then doesn't it go without saying that I'm allowed to reply to a greeting between the prakim? Ella shalom neakavud umeshiv shalom lechaladam. No, so what it means is that I'm allowed to be shalom, I'm allowed to initiate the conversation neakavud, and I'm allowed to respond to anybody. Not only neakavud, I'm allowed to respond to anybody. I am a seifa, says the Gemara, but look at the next part of the Mishnah. Uve emsa, and in the middle of the prakim, shalom neayira, you're allowed to ask out of fear umeshiv, and you're allowed to be meshiv. So says the Gemara, meshiv machmas mai. What am I allowed to be meshiv for? So ilei mibnei ayira. So if during the prakim I'm allowed to be shol mibnei ayira, and I'm allowed to be meshiv mibnei ayira, so hashta mishol shol aduri midboi. The same concept, same kasha. The Gemara says if I'm allowed to initiate the conversation, isn't it evident that I'm allowed to respond in that same circumstance? Of course I'm able to respond. Ela mibnei akavod, but I'm allowed to be meshiv mibnei akavod. So says the Gemara, Hainu de Rav Yehuda, but we're trying to explain the Tanakama. And Rav Yehuda, who's the second Shita mentioned in the Mishnah, says exactly that. That I'm allowed to be Shoel if I meet a certain standard, and I'm allowed to be Meshiv even on a lower standard. So the Tanakama can't be saying that exact same thing, the Tanan, because we learn in our Mishnah, Rav Yehuda Omer, Be'emtza, Shol Memnea Yira, Umeshiv Memnea Kavod. So the Tanakhama can't be saying that because that's what Rav Yehuda is saying. They can't be saying the exact same thing. Says the Gemara, no, the Tanakhama is saying like we said initially. What we asked on the Tanakhama was that if I'm allowed to be shol, let's say, bein aprakim, if I'm allowed to be shol mamnei akavod, isn't it obvious that I'm allowed to be meshiv mamnei akavod? And during the prakim, if I'm allowed to be shol mamnei ayira, isn't it obvious that I'm allowed to be meshiv mamnei ayira? Because responding is never as bad as initiating conversation. Says the Gemara, yes, that is what the Tanakhama says. You're going to ask me, it's pashut. The Mishnah is missing words. That indicates the Mishnah itself knew that it was pashut. So chsurim echzor avachik tani. Beprakim shol mamnei akavod vein sorach lomer shu meshiv. Bein aprakim, you're allowed to, between the parshiyos of Kriya Shema, you're allowed to ask for kavod, you're allowed to greet somebody out of kavod, and ein tzorech lomar shu meshiv. In other words, the Mishnah itself is saying explicitly that I know it's not a chiddush, but I'm just rounding out the words of the Tanakhama. Uve emtza sholom nea yira, ein tzorech lomar shu meshiv. And certainly, kavod chomer, I'm allowed to be meshiv. Divrei Rav Meir. That's the sheet of Rav Meir or Tanakhama. And Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda then says that everything in terms of responding is downgraded one level. That be'emsa sholom nea yira meshiv nea kavod. Ubeprakim, turning to Yadalad Amin Aleph, sholom nea kavod meshiv shalom lichal adam. Okay, so that's our machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Tani nami achi, akori eshma pogabo rabo agodol emenu. So if a guy's reading Kriya Shema and he sees his Rebbe or somebody who's greater than him, so beprakim, if it's bein aprakim, then sholom nea kavod vein tzorech lomar shu meshiv. Then he could be sholom mibnei hakavod, and of course he could be meshiv to that person, which is mibnei hakavod. That's the sheet of Rav Meir. Uve emsa sholom mibnei ayira vein tzorech lomar shu meshiv. Divrei Rav Meir, the way we explained Rav Meir just now in the Gemara. Rav Yehuda Omer, be emsa sholom mibnei ayira meshiv mibnei hakavod. Ube prakim sholom mibnei hakavod meshiv shalom lichal adam. So exactly like we explained, in the Gemara just before. So says the Gemara now, Vayter, Bo mine Eichi Tana de Bei Rav Chiya me Rav Chiya. So Eichi, who learned in the Bei Rav Chiya, asked from Rav Chiya, Bahalel uve Megillah, Maoshe Yafsek. So we've been discussing until now the idea of being mafsik during Kriyashma. How about being mafsik during Hallel or Megillah? So Amrinan Kavachomer, so we can make a Kavachomer. Kriyashma Doraisa. Kriyashma is a mitzvah Doraisa. Posek, and I'm allowed to be posek under certain circumstances, as we just saw. So Hallel Drabanan Miboi. So Hallel, which is only a mitzvah Midrabanan. Do we need to be taught that I'm allowed to be mafsik? Of course I'm allowed to be mafsik. So we'll come back to this Hallel Darabanan in a minute, but let's just finish the thought. Odilma, or maybe Persume Nisa's Adif, or maybe Hallel and certainly Megillah, which we know we read for Persume Nisa, maybe even though that's not a Daraisa Halacha, the Persume Nisa aspect is so important that maybe therefore we shouldn't be mafsik. So on this concept of Persume Nisa and the Hallel, so just a couple of points to draw out. So the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim teaches us that by Dalet Kosos, a person has to sell all his clothing in order to perform the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, even though ordinarily speaking, we know by a mitzvah, we saw this a couple of days ago in the daf, the concept is, Hamavazvez Al Yavazvez Yoser Mechomesh, that a person who wants to spend money to perform a mitzvah shouldn't spend more than 1/5 of his nechasim in order to perform that mitzvah. And it's very curious that by Dalet Kosos, the Gemara is going to tell us that a person has to be mocher as bigdo, a person has to be mocher as ksuso to perform the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, because a lot of these mitzvahs of Dalet Kosos are, a lot of these mitzvahs of Persume Nisa, rather, are only mitzvahs midrabanan. So why by Persume Nisa, all of a sudden, do you have to put yourself in a position where you're selling all your clothing? What happened to Hamavazvez, Almavazvez, Yoser Michomesh? So Rav Soloveitchik explains that the whole concept of Persume Nisa is that you're being Mefarsim in Nes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Nes that was Chutz L'Derech HaTeva. And therefore, you're right, by a regular mitzvah where we're having to comply with a Derech HaTeva, where you're having to comply with a natural order, a person shouldn't waste all his money, because you can't waste all your money to perform a mitzvah, because then you're not going to be able to live, you're not going to be able to perform any other mitzvahs. But Dafka by Persume Nisa, when we're trying to commemorate a circumstance in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu went Chutz L'Derech HaTeva and performed the Nes for Klal Yisrael, we're showing also to commemorate that mitzvah, we're going Chutz L'Derech HaTeva, even though naturally we have no business spending all our money. But Dafka to perform that type of mitzvah, we are going to spend all of our money. Now, on this concept of where we said that Persume Nisa Hallel is only Midrabanan, so the Maritz Chayes explains that Hallel is called Drabanan, even though the Ramban says that Hallel is actually a mitzvah midaraisa. So according to the Ramban, who says that Hallel is a mitzvah midaraisa, why does the Gemara say that Hallel is a Drabanan? So the Maritz Chayes explains that the Gemara is juxtaposing Hallel with Kriyashma. So Kriyashma, there's a Mefurish, a Pasuk, that I'm obligated to say Kriyashma. Hallel, even if you want to say it's a mitzvah daraisa, it's not learned explicitly from a pasuk, and therefore, in a relative sense, Hallel legabe kriyashma is drabanan. So says the Maritz Chayes, he fetches out a Torah. It's not that it's to explain the Ramban, not that it's really a drabanan, but legabe kriyashma, it's not as daraisa as kriyashma, because it's not explicit. We know there's a hierarchy by mitzvahs daraisa. It's not as explicit in the pasuk like kriyashma is. The Ramban for himself explains that even though he ordinarily yells that Hallel is midaraisa, when in the Gemara we say Hallel is midrabana, we're talking about Hallel on Chanukah, which is certainly only drabana, and it has to be drabana because Chanukah is not a daraisa holiday. So therefore, it's got to be midrabanan over here. The chiddush also is that we group Hallel together with Megillah, and we say that both of them are Mishum Persume Nisa, but it sort of makes sense because you're in shul and you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nei, so it makes sense that Hallel is because of Persume Nisa, and it also comes out in the Gemara, or it also comes out from the Gemara, that if you're being Mefarsim the Nei, and then all of a sudden you're Mafsik to talk to somebody, that's a kilkul in the Persume Nisa that you're doing. All right, so a lot of stuff here, but just to recap what the question of the Gemara was, we spoke about being mafsik during Kriyashma, Beina Prakim Be'emsa Perek. How about being mafzik in Hallel or Megillah. On the one hand, it should be more lenient than Kriyat Shema, because these are only din and Rabbanan, whereas Kriyat Shema is din and Araisa. On the other hand, maybe we should be more stringent, because these mitzvahs are Pursumei Nisa, unlike Kriyat Shema, says the Gemara, Amar Lei Posek Vein B'Kach Klum. He could be mafzik and he doesn't have to worry about it. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Yamim She'ayochid Gomer Be'mes HaHalel, the days that a person completes Hallel. And what does it mean, a person completes Hallel? It means the 21 days in Chutz La'aretz where we recite full Hallel. So yamim she yachid gomer bemes hahalel bein perek leperek posek, between the prakim of Hallel you're allowed to be mafsik, bemsa perek ain't a posek. However, during the perek, during each perek of Hallel, you are not allowed to be mafsik. V'yamim she'ena yachid gomer bemes hahalel, and the days when a person is not gomer Hallel, afilu bemsa perek posek, even in the middle of the perek, you're allowed to be posek. What are the days when we're not gomer Hallel? It's Rosh Chodesh, when we say Chatzi Hallel. That's the prototypical day when we're not gomer Hallel. We're going to see the Tosfos Yamim on the side in a second, but let's first get to the two dots. So va Rav Bar Shva ikla legabe Ravina. I Rav Bar Shva went to the shul of Ravina. The yamim sheni yachid gomer emes hahalel, and it was a day. I was Rosh Chodesh. So in other words, it was a day that a person does not recite full Hallel. Velo pasaklei. And when Rav Bar Shva went to Ravina, Ravina wasn't mafsik to give shalom to Rav Bar Shva. So don't we see that not only when we finish Hallel, a person is not mafsik, but a person shouldn't even be mafsik when we only say half Hallel? Says Gemara, no, it's no raya. Shani, Rav Bar Shva, de lo choshev alei de Ravina. Ravina wasn't machshev Rav Bar Shva to be a gavra rabba who he had to be mafsik to. So why didn't Ravina greet him? It's not because he wasn't able to be mafsik, it's because he didn't feel that he was a choshev enough guy, that he had to be mafsik his Hallel. So the Tosfos here, Dibra Maschel Yamim, that big Tosfos, so if you look probably about, a quarter of the way down the Tosfos, there's a single period. The first word on that line is Korin, lo, and there's a period there. It says V'chein Mashma Perek Basra the Tanis Rav Ikla le Bavel. Rav went to Bavel. Chazinu Davi Kakori Rosh Chodesh, and he saw that they were saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Sover Laf Sekinu, so he wanted to stop them from saying Hallel, because we know there's 21 days when a person says Hallel. It's the Yomim Tovim, it's Hanukkah, but it's not Rosh Chodesh. So he wanted to stop them. So in other words, so what Tosfos is bothered by, Tosfos is wondering, when we have a day where Yachid Ein Gomer Ba'as HaHallel, like Rosh Chodesh, do we make the bracha or not? Because he would think that the ability to be mafsik during Hallel should hinge on whether or not you make a bracha. If you make a bracha, I have more reason not to be mafsik. If I'm not making a bracha, so I'm saying tillim, so let me be mafsik. So when Rav went to Bavel and saw that they were reading Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, he wanted to stop them. So he thought, why do you want to stop them? He wanted to stop them because he thought that they were going to say full Hallel. Once he saw that they were skipping the two kapitlach in the middle, he said, oh, so it's obvious that it's a minig of aseichem biyadeyem, so he's not going to stop them. Alma de yamim dein gomer bemes halal ein chov la omro. So it's mashma that there is no chiv. Mashma no omrim also ein misha minig. And the fact that we're saying it is only because of a minig. The kusav b'machzor vitri kiven sheino ela minig ba'alma lo mevarchem aleha. Ah, so the machzor vitri says, since it's only a minig to say halal on Rosh Chodesh, we shouldn't make a bracha on that halal. Kedama berak lula varava. If it's only a minig, we shouldn't make a bracha like the minig of Arava. We don't make a bracha on. Umiyu Amar Rabbeinu Tam de'ena raya. No, the tiltul Arava vadei lo mavrachinan. Aval al mitzvah, but on a mitzvah, pshit in the mavrachinan. Of course, we make a bracha on a minig. Why? What's the best raya? Says Tosfos zachazinan kol yomtav sheni ein ela minhaga yomtav sheni. Why do we all yomtav sheni? It's because minig avaseinu biyadeinu. And we make all the brachas on Yom Tov Sheni. We make Kiddush, we make everything on Yom Tov Sheni. And it's also mashma that by this Hallel on Rosh Chodesh that they also made a bracha, because when Rav went into the shul in Bavel and saw that they were saying Hallel, he wanted to stop them. He was confused. Why was he confused? Says Tosfos, if you don't make a bracha on that Hallel, what's the problem of being mafsik if they didn't make a bracha? If they didn't make the bracha in the beginning of Hallel. Amai lo hirgish Rav davei min haga ad shedolgu. Why didn't Rav realize that it was only a minig until they skipped at the time that they skipped in the middle of Hallel? Because ela bevadei baruchum neishem avarchem etov al min haga b'shvil kein lo regishu ala dilug. So obviously they made a bracha on that Hallel. That's why there's a havamina that I'm not allowed to be mafsik even when I don't complete Hallel. That's why Rav was confused with what they were doing until he saw they were skipping, because until the skipping, it was all the same, including the bracha. And of course we make a bracha on this Hallel, just like we make a bracha on any minig. Okay, says the Gemara, now Vayter, two dots. First wide line. So boy mine Ashiyan Tana Debe Rav Ami Mirav Ami. So Ashiyan, who learned in the yeshiva Rav Ami, es Rav Ami. Why does this piece appear here? Either because before it was Echai Tana Debe Rav Chia es Rav Chia. Now it's somebody else who learned in the yeshiva Rav Ami asking Rav Ami. Hashari Betanis. If a person is in the middle of a Tanis, and Rashi says that this is talking about a tanis yachid. So if a person is in the middle of a tanis, ma'ar sheyitom, is a person allowed to taste food? Sa'achila v'shtia, kibul alea, v'aleka. So what do we say that a person who accepted upon himself a tanis only accepted upon himself not to eat or drink, and tasting isn't eating or drinking? Odilma, ano, kibul alea, v'ikor. Maybe the person accepted upon himself not to have ano from food, and this is also ano. Says the Gemara, toim, amarle, toim, vein bakach klum, that a person is allowed to taste, and it's no big deal. Taninami hachi, mat emes, ein atuna bracha. If a person is toim food as opposed to eating, he doesn't require a bracha. Vashari batanis, toim, vein bakach klum. And a person who's sitting in a tanis can taste, and there is no problem. So when we say taste, by the way, it's important to point out, Tosfos over here, the second to last Tosfos on the page, says toim vein bekach klum perish rach shechozer upolate. We're talking about the type of tasting where you spit it out. Talo choshev anoa minatima avo bolei alo afilu b'shar tanios. However, by swallowing, you're not allowed to taste and swallow even on other tanios. Umishamachi apolate ain't sarach bracha shein anoa. And that's why, by the way, if a person ever takes food into his mouth and then spits it out, like if you go wine tasting where you're not actually drinking it, you wouldn't have to make a bracha because you're not getting any anoa, because you're not actually ingesting that food. So says the Gemara, Vashor betanis toim vein bekach klum ad kama, until when is called the tima. Ravami ravasi tami ad shir reviyasa. They would say that up until a revias is the shir of tima. So again, why is this piece brought here? Either because we have somebody who learned in a yeshiva of an amora asking a question to the amora, or because the previous discussion had to do with being mafsik during Kriyashma, being mafsik during Hallel and Megillah. Now we ask a question about being mafsik during a tanis as well, and whether that is a hefsik or whether it is okay to do so. All right, says the Gemara Vayter at the two dots. Amar Rav, kol hanosin shalom l'chaveru kodem sheyispalel. If a person gives shalom, if a person greets his friend before davening, kilu asa bama, it's as if he made a bama. Well, what's the analogy to making a bama? So the Marsha explains, because tefillah is keneged karbanos tiknam. Tefillah is keneged karbanos. When you're bringing karbanos, you're bringing karbanos on the mizbeach. That's the official avoda. And if you are talking to your friend before davening, it's as if you're saying, my avoda, what I'm doing, is more important than the avoda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So my avoda that I'm bringing on my personal bama is more important than the tefillah, which is keneged karbanos, which is brought on the mizbeach. It's a very bad thing to schmooze with your friends before davening, even worse during davening. Shenemar, as it says, Chivlu lachem in ha'odam asher neshama biyapo, desist from the person asher neshama biyapo, ki bameh nechshavu al tikri bameh ela bama. So if you talk to your friend before davening, it's like you're building a bama. Shmuel amar bameh chashavto lezeh v'lo leloka. No, it means bameh, but like, why do you think that this guy is so important that you're talking to him before you even talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you daven? So Masav Rav Shesha is beprakim, hang on a second, we're talking about talking before davening, and whenever the Gemara says tefillah, it doesn't mean what we call tefillah, it doesn't mean like starting with bracha, some suka de zimra. Tefillah means the amida, means shmonesre. The whole Mishnah that we're talking about is about a case where the guy's saying Kriyashma said before davening, before Shmon Esrei, and we're talking about whether the guy could be Shalom Amneah, Shalom Amneah, Shalom Amneah. So we're talking all the Mishnah about guys who are talking before Shmon Esrei. So says the Gemara, Masar Rav Sheshes, Paprakim Shalom Amneah Kavod, Umeshiv. So says the Gemara, Tirgum Rav Abba, B'mashkim Lepisko. No, there's a big difference. In other words, to be Mashkim Lepisko, to go greet a guy, like to go over to your friend's house, and start schmoozing them before davening, that's what the Gemara says you're not supposed to do. If you're walking in the street and a guy says good morning to you, you have to be a mensch. Of course you have to respond to him. So we're talking about where the guy's in the middle of davening and he happens across somebody. That's fine. To consciously go to breakfast club before davening, that's not appropriate. Says the Gemara, now Viter. We're going to skip the parentheses. So skip a couple of lines. Amar Rav Idi bar Oven, Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Ashiyan, Asur lo Odom Lasos Chosav Kodom Sheyispalel. A person is not allowed to attend to his personal needs before he davens. Shenemar Tzedek Lefanav Yaleich V'Yosim Lederech Pa'amav. V'Amar Rav Idi bar Oven, Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Ashiyan, Kolam Espalel Bakar Chach Yosu Lederech. If a person first davens and then goes out on his way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oselo Chafatzav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees to it that his needs are going to be taken care of. Shenemar Tzadik Lefanav Yaleich V'Yosim Lederech Pa'amav. Okay, says the Gemara Navaiter. Amar Rav Yonah, Amar Rav Zera. Anybody who sleeps 7 consecutive nights without having a dream, that's bad. Shenemar v'sheva yalin bal yifkod ra al tifka al tikri saveya ela sheva. Okay, so Amar Rav Acha braid the Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Hachi Amar Rabbi Chiya, Amar Rav Yochanan, kolam masbiya asma midivrei Torah velon. If a person first satiates himself with divrei Torah and then goes to sleep right after learning, ein mevasrin osa besuros rose. He will not be visited with bad tidings. Shenemar v'saveya yolin. If a person goes to sleep on his saveya with divrei Torah, bal yifkad ra, he will not be visited with bad news. So says the Gemara, Eloein Beina Prakim, back to the Kriyashma discussion. What's considered to be Beina Prakim between the Parshias? Amar Avavo, Amar Rav Yochanan, Alocha, Krav Yuda, De Amar, Bein Elokechem, Emes V'yatziv Lo Yafsik. The Alocha is like Rav Yudu said, that between Hashem Elokechem and Emes, you are not allowed to be Mafsik. And so there were two ways to understand this. So one way to understand this is that it's not considered to be Bein HaPrakim, but it's not considered to be Bein HaPrakim, and others say that even if you are allowed to be Mafsik in the middle of a Perek, you can't be Mafsik at all here until you say Hashem Elokeichem Emes, because we don't want to create any interruption between Hashem Elokeichem and Emes, and then the Yasiv or the Emuna at night. So Amar Rav Avoh, Amar Rav Yochanan, my time at Rav Yudah. What's the reason for this? Tachsiv, because it says, flipping over to Yadal and Amud Beis, Vashem Elokeichem Emes. It says Vashem Elokeichem Emes. So that's what the Pasuk says. So we don't want to be Mafsik after Hashem Elokim. We don't want to be Mafsik after Elokim between Elokim and Emes. Says the Gemara, Choz of Yomer Emes, Oeina Choz of Yomer Emes. So does a person repeat Emes or not? So in other words, it says Hashem Elokeichem Emes, that's the end of Kriyat Shema, that's what the Chazan says. And then does everybody start with V'yatziv or V'emuna, or do you then say Emes V'yatziv and Emes V'emuna? So what do you do here? So Amar Rav Avoh, Amar Rav Yochanan, Chozer V'yomer Emes, yes you do. And Rabba Omer, Eina Chozer V'yomer Emes, Rabba says you don't repeat Emes, and of course we don't repeat Emes. So Udenachas Kameh de Rabba, there was a guy who came before Rabba, Shamei Rabba Damar Emes Emes Trey Zimne, and Rabba heard that he said Emes twice. In other words, he said Emes at the end of Kriyat Shema, and then he said Emes at the again as he began V'yatziv. So Amar Rabba, so Rabba said, Kol Emes Emes Tafsei, a stream of pronouncing Emes has seized this person. In other words, it's like a tick. He should stop saying it. Just say it only once. Tafsei Lahai. So Amar Rav Yosef, Kama Malya Hashmaitza, Techiyosa Rav Shmuel Bar Yuda, Amar Amri Bamarova, Arvis, Dabar El Bnei Yisrael, Ve'amarta Aleem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Emes. So Rashi points out of here in the third line, Kriyashma Shel Arvis, Ein Korban Bo Parsha, Tzitzis Kula, Lefisha Ein Mitzvah Tzitzis Belayla. What does it mean when he said this great thing that they said in Marava, that Dabra El Bnei Yisrael, which is the beginning of the first Kriyashma, and then it says, V'yamarta Aleim Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. In other words, what they would do is they would say the first part of the third Parsha of Kriyashma, then the very last part of the third Parsha of Kriyashma, and that's all they would say. But they would say, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and then they would go on to Ve'emuna Kol Zos. So why would they do that? And Rashi says they would do that because the third Parsha, in addition to being Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we saw yesterday, also has to do with tzitzis. Tzitzis is a mitzvah that's noeg only b'yom, not b'layla. Therefore, at night in Eretz Yisrael, they would say only the synopsis of the third Parsha. They would not read the third Parsha in its entirety. So says the Gemara, Amar Le Abaya, My mal yusa, you're making it sound like kama ma'alya hashmaitza, that in Eretz Yisrael they used to do this. It's a great thing. What's the great thing about this? V'amar Rav Kana Marav. Says Rav Kana Marav lo yaschil. You shouldn't begin the third parsha of Kriya Shema because there's no need to say it at night because Tzitzis is only noig b'yom but not b'layla. V'mischil gomer. But if you begin it, you have to conclude it. V'chitem avarminan v'amarta aleim lo avi aschala. If you want to say, well, maybe in Eretz Yisrael they held that v'amarta aleim is not the aschala of the third parsha of Kriya Shema. V'amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak amarav dabrel b'nei Yisrael lo avi aschala. V'amarta aleim avi. Maybe you could argue that when you're only up to Dabrel B'nai Yisrael, that's not considered to be Maschil, the third parsha of Kriya Shema. But certainly by the time you're getting up to V'amarta Aleihem, that is a Aschala of the third parsha of Kriya Shema. Once they began it, they should be required to complete it. Amra Papa, Ksavri, B'maravah, V'amarta Aleihem, Nami lo avi Aschala, Ad Amra Vasalem Tzitzis. Obviously, in Eretz Yisrael, they also said that even when you get up to V'amarta Aleihem, it's not a Aschala until you get up to the Pasuk of Asulem Tzitzis. That's the Aschala. And once you're maschil, you have to be gomer. Amar Abaya, hilkach anana schuli maschilinan to come maschili b'ma'arava. That's why we also begin the third parsha of Kriya Shema, because even in Eretz Yisrael they would begin the third parsha of Kriya Shema. V'kivan daschilinan migmar nami gamrinan. And since we begin the third parsha of Kriya Shema, we recite the third parsha of Kriya Shema in its entirety. Tamar Rav Kana amarav lo yaschil, because that's what we just learned, that you shouldn't begin it. V'mischil gomer. But if you did begin the third parsha of Kriya Shema, then you do complete it. So Chia bar Rav Amar, Chia bar Rav said, Amar ani Hashem Elokeichem, tzorech lomar emes. If a person says ani Hashem Elokeichem at the end of Kriya Shema, he has to finish it with emes. Lo Amar ani Hashem Elokeichem, if he didn't say ani Hashem Elokeichem, ain't tzorech lomar emes. Then you don't have to say emes. So says the Gemara, I don't understand this whole thing. You're talking about saying the third parsha of Kriya Shema, whether I begin it, and if I begin it, then I have to complete it. Everybody has to say the third parsha of Kriya Shema, v'boilat kure yitzias Mitzrayim. But a person has to be masked, yitzias Mitzrayim. So why is Chia Barav making it like it's optional, that if you say ani Hashem Elokeichem, then you do have to say MS. If you don't say ani Hashem Elokeichem, then I don't have to say MS. You always have to say ani Hashem Elokeichem, because you always have to say the third parsha of Kriya Shema, because you have to be maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim. So says the Gemara, no, of course you have to be maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's why, in lieu of saying the third parsha of Kriya Shema, if you're one of the people who hold it, you don't say it at night, because the focal point is the mitzvah of tzitzis, and therefore tzitzis is annoying b'layla, therefore you don't have to say the third parsha of Kriya Shema b'layla. You have to say some other formulation in order to be yotza the mitzvah of Zechir Sisias Mitzrayim. Demar hachi, and therefore you say the following. Modim anach lulach, Hashem Elokeinu, sh'atzisenu meretz Mitzrayim, v'tisenu m'veis abodim, v'asisal anonisim, v'gburu salanes, v'sharnu lach. So in other words, that nusach is what they would say, in lieu of the third parsha of Kriya Shema to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Amar Rav Yishua ben Karcha, Lama Kadma Parsha Shema. So we say, why is Parsha Shema, why do we say Parsha Shema before Vayam Shemoah and Vayam Shemoah before Vayomer? So says the Gemara, Tanya, Rav Shimon Yochai Yomer, Bedinu Sheyaktim Shema LaVayam Shemoah. It's appropriate that Shema said before Vayam Shemoah, Shazel Lilmod, because the Parsha of Shema deals with learning, Vazel Alamed, and the Parsha of Vayam Shemoah deals with teaching Torah. Vayam Shemoah LaVayomer, and Vayam Shemoah should come before Vayomer, Shazel Lilmod, it should read Lilamed, because this is Lilamed to teach, Vazel Lasos, and Vayomer is all about doing mitzvah. So obviously, the progression is, in order to do mitzvahs, you have to learn, and then you learn them well enough to be able to teach, and then once you learn them in order to be in well enough to be able to teach, that's when you actually do. So says the Gemara, Otu Shema Lilmod Ispe Lilamed Lvelasos Lespe. Hang on a second. Shema, the first parsha of Kriya Shema, only talks about learning. It doesn't talk about teaching or doing. Vaksiv Vishinantam, to teach. Ukshartam, uksaftam, to do the mitzvahs. Vesu, vayim shemoa, lulamidu deispe, velasos lesbe. Vayim shemoa only talks about teaching, it doesn't talk about doing. Foksiv, ukshartam, uksaftam. Also, it says ukshartam, uksaftam, that's doing, that's a siyas mitzvahs. Ela achi kamar. Vedinu shetaktam, lishma, vayim shemoa, shizez lilmod, ululamid, velasos. The first parsha of Kriya Shema has all three attributes. It talks about lilmod, lilamed, and lasos. Vayam Shemoa Levayomer, and Vayam Shemoa, so unlike Vayam Shemoa, we should point out, which only talks about Lelamed Velasos, and Vayam Shemoa comes before Vayomer, Shazeh Yeshba Lelamed Velasos, Vayomer Einba Ela Lasos Bilvad. So Vayomer only talks about doing mitzvahs, it doesn't talk about learning, nor does it talk about teaching. So says the Gemara, V'tepek Lemed Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Why do we need this fancy limud? Why don't we just say that the reason we have Shema, Vayam Shemoa, and then Vayomer is like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha in our Mishnah, who said that a person should say Shema before Vayam Shemoa because first a person should say, should be Mekabel Ol Malcha Shemayim, and only after being Mekabel Ol Malcha Shemayim, a person should be Mekabel Ol Mitzvahs. So why do we need this new, why do we need this new limud? So says the Gemara, Chad of Od Kamre. So there are two reasons that we have the order of the Parashiyos the way we have them. Chada, Kadei Shei Kabel Ol Malcha Shemayim Tchila, V'Achakachi Kabel Ol Mitzvahs. The Od, Mishram Dispehani Milech Renai. So also because of this progression, that the first Parasha talks about Lilmo the Lamed Vilasos, second Parasha talks about Lilamed Vilasos, and the third Parasha only talks about Velasos, it only talks about doing the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Rav Mashi Yada Vikara Kriyashma Va'anach Tfilin Vitzaldi. Rav's practice would be he would wash his hands, then he would say Kriyashma, then he would put on tefillin, and then he would daven. Says the Gemara, Vecha Vidachi, how would he do this? Vatanya, we learn the following in a brisa, Chofar Koch Lameis. If a person is digging graves, he's digging graves to bury Mesim, so Bekever, Potter, he's going to be Potter Mei Kriyashma, Minatfila, Minatfilin, because he's Torah in this mitzvah of digging the graves. And Mikol Mitzvah Samuros, Be Torah. He's potter from all mitzvahs amuros be Torah. Tosfos here is bothered. Why do you need to tell me this weird formulation? He's potter from Kriyashma and a couple of other things and all mitzvahs that are said in the Torah. Isn't Kriyashma one of the mitzvahs that are said in the Torah? Says Tosfos, Vim Tomer, V'chi Kriyashma loa v'bechal mitzvahs amuros be Torah. Kriyashma is one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. Should just say he's potter from all mitzvahs amuros be Torah. V'yesh lomar adilo tani behedya Kriyashma ava amina davka hani d'leslu kviyazman. I would have thought the only mitzvahs that you're exempt from are mitzvahs that don't necessarily have to be performed at this time. Aval Kriyashma Defilu Zman Lo Hol Vizman Over, but I would have thought by Kriyashma you still have to do the mitzvah because the Zman over, the Zman will pass if you don't do the mitzvah. Kamash Malon, therefore, even the type of mitzvah which is contingent on a Zman and you're going to miss the Zman if you continue doing what you're doing, still you don't have to be mafsik in order to perform the other mitzvah because you're already engaged in the performance of the mitzvah that you're doing. All right, but we learn anyway, the reason that we cite the Braisa is because as follows. The guy's digging the grave, he's potter from all the mitzvahs. He gives man kriyashma, however, when the zman kriyashma comes, ole, he comes up from the grave that he's digging, v'notel yadav, and he has to wash his hands, uminech tefillin, pay attention to the order, first he puts on tefillin, v'korek kriyashma, then he reads kriyashma, umispalel, and then he davens. Says the Gemara, what in the world just happened? Hagufa kasha, reish amar potter, v'seif achayev. The reisha, you're telling me the guy's digging the grave, he doesn't have to do the mitzvahs. Then you're telling me, oh, if it comes to my kriyashma, he has to go up and he has to do the mitzvahs. So alo kasha, seifa betrayv reisha b'chad. The reisha is talking about where there's only one guy digging the grave. So if there's only one guy doing it, he's potter from all the mitzvahs. If there's two guys doing it, so they could take turns. They could basically dig in shifts. Mikom makom kasha l'rav, it's a kasha on Rav, because we see that Rav would wash his hands, say kriyashma, then put on tefillin and say shmon esrei. But if you're in the braisa, it says that a person should wash his hands, put on tefillin, say kriyashma, then say shmon esrei. Says the Gemara, Rav k'Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha sfirilei. Rav holds like Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha, the Amar, Ol Malcha Shemayim Tchila, V'akar Kach Ol Mitzvahs. That first comes Ol Malcha Shemayim, and then comes Ol Mitzvahs. And Ol Mitzvahs are Hanachas Tfilin, Rashi says. So first you say Kriyashma, which is Ol Malcha Shemayim, and after that you put on Tfilin. Says the Gemara, Ema Dem Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha LaHakdim Kriya LaKriya. Kriya LaSiya Mishamit? No, Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha is talking about, Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha is the Tana from our Mishnah. The Tana from our Mishnah who said that Ol Malcha Shemayim comes before Ol Mitzvahs, he's explaining why the first parsha of Kriyashma comes before the second parsha of Kriyashma. He's not saying that Kriyashma comes before doing mitzvah of tefillin and saying shmona and doing the mitzvah of tefillin. So what in the world are you talking about? So v'su mi savalak Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha? Do we hold like Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha? V'yamar Rav Chia Bar Ashi zimnin sagiyan avakimna kamei derav umaktim umashe yadei umavarech he would be makdim, he would wash his hands, he would make the bracha berchas haTorah, umasi la pirkin, and he would teach us the Mishnayis, umanach tefillin, he would put on tefillin, vader kakari kriyashma, and then he would read kriyashma. So we don't paskin like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. So the question remains, why in the first story did Rav say Kriyashma before he puts on tefillin? In this story right now, look what happened. Rav makdim umashiyade umavarech umasal apirkin umanach tefillin vadekar Kriyashma. In the second story, he put on tefillin and then said Kriyashma. So what happened here? Why did Rav change his hanhaga? Says the Gemara, v'chitem ebelo matizman Kriyashma imkein maya seduse de Rav Chiya Barashi. And if you want to say that in this situation, the reason that he put on his tefillin before he recited Kriyashma, ordinarily he would recite Kriyashma first. But here he put on tefillin first because it wasn't yet the Zman Kriyashma. But in that case, so what edus is this? That we're going to try to extrapolate what Rav's hanhaga was? He only did that because it wasn't yet the Zman Kriyashma. Says the Gemara, lafukim imam diamar lemishnei tzorech lavarech. No, what this Maisa teaches us, it said that Rav used to make Berchus HaTorah and they then teach us Mishnayas. We had a machlokas a couple of days ago, whether you need Berchus HaTorah only for Mikra, also for Medrash, for Mishnah, for Gemara. So the Chiddush is, he yelled that you need Berchus HaTorah for Mishnayas. Says, Kamash Malan, Daf LeMishnah Nami Tzorech Levarech. But Mekomakam Kasha LaRav. There's a Kasha on Rav. Why in the first story did he say Kriyashma before he put on Tefillin? In the second story, he put on Tefillin before he said Kriyashma. Says the Gemara, Shlucha Hu Da'avis. The Shliach messed up. In the first story, the reason that he said Kriyashma first was because the Shliach didn't bring his tefillin yet. So he didn't have his tefillin. It was already the Zman Kriyashma. That's why he said Kriyashma first. In the second story, the Shliach didn't mess up. He brought his tefillin on time. So ideally, when you have your tefillin on time and it's the Zman Kriyashma, first you put on your tefillin, then you say Kriyashma. So we'll leave off here. The rabbi's back tomorrow, and he will pick up from Amar Ula, the two dots, tomorrow, God willing. Oh, yeah.